Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, whenever you have anything like this, anytime you have an attack and it's continual, then it's linked to the enemy trying to hurt you. Now, we will pray for your healing. Everyone who has something in your body, soul, spirit, your mind, will, and emotions, we declare right now for healing of the ears, tendonitis, vertigo, whatever your issue might be. Now, there is a situation that might occur where you have a gift of, it's more like a signs prophetic gift, but it doesn't stay usually. You know, you might get a word of knowledge where you'll get a pain in your body or your ear and it'll lift, and then you'll know that that's something that's going on. But if you have a continual one, then it's the enemy trying to attack you. And it could be too that you're being attacked in the area of your gifting. Maybe you have a seer or hearing gift or the prophetic gift. So Lord, we just pray for that right now. We pray for the healing of everything that's needed in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for wisdom right now. Just break off anything from any and all things, whether it's yawning or any manifestations. And sometimes yawning is resting in the spirit. And sometimes yawning is when it's just a natural, everyone starts to yawn, but it is resting in the spirit. And sometimes yawning can be just a realignment of things. But again, sometimes it's just yawning. And I don't know exactly the situation here, but we do know the Lord knows. So we're going to release the angels and the anointing. Not only this, but we're going to say right now, the healing of everything. I feel it really strongly. To trust the Lord right now, the healing of everything that we need. And sometimes, the bodily functions are prophetic signs. Other times they're not. Sometimes the clock speaks to us strongly, and sometimes it's just the time. We just need to know the times and the seasons. So, Lord, would you do this? You release this over us in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible verse that I can't remember the address for is the enemy comes in like a flood. When the enemy comes and like a flood, the Lord will raise up a new standard. And I believe right now that is how to pray. It's how to pray, how to stand. We're in a season of standing and trusting. So specifically, he's raising up a new standard because the enemy is indeed coming in like a flood. And so his word is, the word of the Lord, the Bible states that when this happens, that he will raise up a new standard. Now it might come, I believe right now, is that it's not limited to what I'm saying about just how to pray. The new standard might be your situation, healing, angels, finances, encouragement, or whatever it is that you might need right now. He will, or he is, or sometimes it's the process of, don't get hung up on the word will. You know, it's God's will that we don't suffer, but he will use it to cause things to work together for good for those who trust him. Now, I'm using a lot of different Bible verses right now, but this is true. It's not his will for us to suffer, but he will use it. He uses everything. And sometimes it takes time. In fact, we're in a season right now of that, where it's taken more time with many people, and we're grateful for everyone. Thanks. We do have a special going on for the month of February. DougAddison.com/celebrate. 50% off of everything, you know, on the digital products and stuff you'll see there. So DougAddison.com/celebrate.